Father, we now share this cup, through which we remember the blood of Christ that was shed for us, for our sins. We know, Father, from your word that there were sacrifices upon sacrifices before Jesus came, but his is the perfect and complete sacrifice, after which no more are needed. And Father, we can enter your throne room because we've been cleansed with his blood. We thank you, Father, for giving us your Son. We thank you, Jesus, for making that for us, for shedding your blood on the cross, to open a way for us to be with you and with the Father, and for bringing us, Lord, into a bond of fellowship. Help us as we share in this cup, Father, to recognize our brothers and sisters here in the congregation. Help us to recognize the unity and the fellowship that we have in Christ. We humbly thank you for taking our sins away from us, making us pure and holy in your sight. We pray through Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Now, as we continue our service to God, our communion with him, we have a chance now to give back to him what he's blessed us with. And we see an example from Scripture of how they raise money for different and various reasons. Jerusalem also had needed some, and other cities had raised money for them, and Paul and others had come to Jerusalem. You now have a chance to raise money for, keep this building going, and we can continue our work here. Would you please pray with me? We thank you so much, Father, for Christ, and you gave us as a sacrifice for our sins. We just pray, Father, that this loving and sharing will continue, and please continue to bless us. We ask you now to accept the offering that we give and bless it. We pray, Father, that the work here in Chelmsford will continue. We also ask for wisdom on each of us, especially on our leaders, who will distribute this money, and we just pray for them, Father, that this money will be used wisely, and that our service to you, you will also use. Bless us again, Father, for we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.